Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Drive is live, and if you are just jumping in with us at 2 o'clock, hello.
I don't know why the hell you do that. You don't like in the loop?
I don't know.
It happens.
Some people just getting off work. I don't know. Or walking.
I don't know. I heard one of them said CJ's soft because he got a concussion. I don't know.
Brains are soft.
But if you are just jumping in and you did not hear the news, CJ Stroud, and according to the head coach, this is coming from D'Amico Ryan, CJ Stroud and Jalen Petrie are ruled out. Here comes the general. They are ruled out. We'll let you hear from D'Amico Ryan as he spoke to the media ahead of this game today. A lot. Davis Mills speaking to the media. Nick Caley speaking to the media. A lot to get to today. But
Nick Caserio spoke to the media this morning, didn't he?
He did. He was on Payne and Pendergast for about 30, 40 minutes. So if you want to check that out, went on around 7:30 in the second hour of Payne and Pendergast. You can hear that in its entirety. So we heard from everybody, almost all of the entire brass, except for the McNairs. We got to hear from them today right here on Sports Radio 610. But Clint, C.J. Stroud, Jalen Petrie are out for this game. D'Amico Ryan's clearing that up and as they play on Thursday. Maybe too quick. It did. There were reports that they were, at least C.J. was outside for practice, but doesn't mean he was going to be able to play. And then D'Amico expressed that, saying that they are going to be out. So now we know. No Jalen Petrie. And then I think obviously the bigger one is their starting quarterback, C.J. Stroud, is out for this huge game and this matchup against the Bills.
Yeah, look, unfortunate. I mean, unfortunate with both of these guys. You know, unfortunate there's no Joe Mixon. Unfortunate that there's obviously what you're dealing with right here currently with those two guys. It's unfortunate that you got this stretch of games. Man, these next three games, I would imagine that these next three games, whether you started 0-3 and had to make this push to get back to 5-5, hell, even if you were sitting at 7-2, these next three games are going to determine a big, big chunk of your season. Now, sitting at 5-5, these next three games could absolutely sink your ship relative to the playoffs, so they're even more so important. But, yeah, as a fan, just a football fan and a Texan fan, it sucks that we're not going to have, you know, our best complement of players, you know, to at least start this run. You know, I think it's probably the smart thing to do with CJ and Petrie both on a short week. I don't care who the opponent is. Throwing these guys out there with very limited reps, if any, I mean, literally today is a day they get on the field and you hope that they can get out of protocol. You hope the symptoms don't return on Tuesday at 2, and there's a game Thursday at 7. So
these were some, by the way, you have to look at this, fellas. These were some serious concussions. Obviously, concussions aren't all created equal, as we saw Titus get injured in the very same game that they did and just miss 1 week. We saw Nico get injured in a game and only miss 1 week. This is going to be three games that Jalen Petrie and C.J. Stroud are going to miss with concussions. So clearly these were you know, more serious concussions than obviously other ones to cause them to miss three straight weeks.
Yeah, and look, and I'm no doctor, but I would be willing to bet you that C.J. would be playing if this was a normal
Sunday game.
Yeah, if you had more time to get, because like I mean, D'Amico said is, I got to see these guys get reps and then evaluate what it looks like. And then, you know, I mean, so, and you just simply do not have to. Now, if this was a Thursday game, week three or four of the season, it's different. You can do some things during the week. When you're talking week 10, 11, 12 in the season, that's the meat of the season where you got to make sure you take care of guys for the late stretch if you're trying to get in the playoffs, or the playoffs if you're lucky enough to be one of the teams that gets in. This is the meat where you really got to take care of guys 10, 11, 12, 13. That stretch of games, you got to take care of guys, and you just can't sacrifice the whole team so that a couple of guys get reps so that you can see if they're ready to play. So I think the timing of this is just as detrimental, if you will, in on C.J. Stroud and Jalen Petrie's front. It's just as detrimental as the concussion itself. I think, and again, I'm no doctor, but I would think that C.J. Stroud would have a significant chance to play if it was a Sunday game and not a Thursday game.
All right, remember, Football Talk on Sports Radio 610 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. All right, it is a Tuesday, and yes, this week is a bit different with the game being on Thursday, but it is still a tape drop Tuesday. And Clint, I know you took a look at the film against the Tennessee Titans. Obviously, there's no CJ there, and it's good. Davis is back again on Thursday against the Bills. But what did you see when you looked at the All 22?
Well, I saw exactly what I thought I saw in the TV copy. You know, a lot of times you see the TV copy and then you watch the All 22 and things start to surprise you. But it didn't, and it starts with Davis Mills. I mean, Davis Mills and Nick Caley. I mean, those two guys were absolutely tremendous, really, throughout. We can talk about the slow start to the game if you want to, but they had four first-half drives, and one of them should have been a touchdown. The other one should have been a field goal, and you had a couple of stalls, drives that stalled in between that. But they were really good. If you, I put a star next to every good to great throw that Davis Mills had in this game, and there's probably 12 good to great throws. Now, whether that's a tight window or it's just putting it right in the frame where the guy can run with it, or throwing it over the outside shoulder on the go route, Davis Mills was really, really good in this particular game. Nick Caley was really, really good. They were really good together, Ron. I mean, when you talk about the quarterback knowing – you know, there was a couple of misses. Unfortunately, it was on a late drive, next to last drive. There was a couple of misses where you can be critical of Davis Mills. There was a couple of sacks where you can be critical of Davis Mills. But for the most part, it was impressive how many times that he was going to the right guy. You look around the rest of the field and everybody's covered like a blanket, but the one guy, the soft corner with the quick out, the soft corner with the speed cut out, you know, the middle of the field open with the bang to Nico over the middle on a cut split. He just was right a lot of the times. Like I said, he missed a couple of throws late, but I mean, those two were really, really good together. More of what we talked about last week, Ron, with Trent Brown. I don't know how they pull him off the field. I don't know what they do when Ingram comes back in. But when you look at the way Trent Brown plays the game, he is the only guy on this offensive line that consistently tries to move people. And I'm not talking about just technique and mechanic. I'm talking about just the willingness to go, I'm going to try to not just lean on you and patter my feet, right? I'm going to try to, like, lean into you and move you out of the hell out of the way. If I'm pass blocking you, I'm not just going to get my hands on you and hold you up. I'm gonna stop you dead in your tracks and prove to you that I can manhandle you. He's the only one on the offensive line that does that. I don't know how they take him off the field. Same concerns that you had last week with a legit speed rusher coming off the edge is going to be a problem. But he has a knack for if he knows he's up against somebody that's a speed rusher, he jump sets him. Right, so he gets his hands. He doesn't bail out and give you a two way go and give you a 5 yard head start. He'll jump set him, get his hands on him, lock him down right then and there. And so he plays around his weaknesses really, really good. And so that was obvious on this film. And then the other one we talked about was Higgins, man. I mean, Higgins is this offense, and there's a longer conversation in here somewhere, Ron, where. How much better is this offense with the emergence of Higgins? Because it's real. You know, I mean, there was maybe two snaps in this game where you could see, hey, man, he's thinking. He's not real sure what the hell he's got. The other reps, he's playing fast. He's playing confident. He's playing physical. That changes this offense in a pretty significant way. And it seems like he's pretty quarterback friendly as well with that big frame. So I think those three guys. Four guys. Nick Cayley, Davis Mills, were lights out. When you look at Big Trent Brown, I don't know how you take him off the field, and then Higgins is coming. And by the way, 13 is a real problem. You got to get 14 on the field.
I won't disagree with that. Tape drop Tuesday, Clint. With all that you watch, what do you think led to them being inept on the scoreboard? Like they get shut out in the first half. Yeah. It sounds like you saw a lot of positive things after watching the film, and they ended up like, to me, I thought they would really potentially put it on them points wise.
They should have.
And they got eventually to 16 by the end of it. What do you think led to the struggles of them finishing drives or not being able to score in the first half? If you thought Cayley was good at calling plays.
First of all, there was only a few chances because both teams. I mean, there was a six plus minute drive by the Texans right out of the gate, and then the Tennessee Titans turned around and held it for a good bit. The Texans had four legit drives in the first half, so it was a slow first half anyway. You got a drop touchdown by Christian Kirk. You got a missed field goal that you got bailed out on, and then you take a sack on fourth down, which, by the way, there was nobody open, so taking the sack or throwing it away, you weren't going to score points there anyway. So that took 7 points or at least 3 points off the board, right? Then you have a drive that starts out a little promising, but you end up getting a penalty behind the chains, so you end up punting. Then you have another really long drive. You're in field goal range. It's a chip shot field goal, and you got another sack that takes you outside the 40. Now you got a punt. So we're really talking about a drop touchdown and a sack that kept 6 points or 14 points off the board, right? 6-10 or 14, I guess, however you want to look at that. I thought it was just a very slow half. And I thought you had three, if you count the drop touchdown by Christian Kirk, you had three plays that just killed you in terms of getting points on the board or turning it over on fourth down or punting. So I think that was the real hiccup. You come out in the second half and they're really, really good again. And then there's a lull, a two-drive lull before the game-winning field goal where Davis Mills misses a couple throws. And by the way, I think there's a field goal there in the third quarter on a fourth and about half a yard after a Dalton Schultz catch over the middle. I think if you're playing Buffalo or you're playing somebody else, I think you go for it right there and you keep that drive alive. Instead, he takes a field goal, takes a touchdown lead, and it ends up paying off. So I think it was a little bit of everything. I think there was a handful of select plays. I think there was some situational football that was conservative. And I think your quarterback on one particular drive missed a couple of throws that you had a chance to separate again. You had a chance to get into field goal range again. You're right there on the cusp of it, and you didn't get it done. So I think it was – this game very easily, Ron, could have been – mid-20s to six, mid-20s to seven, whatever it was. It very easily could have been. So I watched this film and I was much more impressed than I thought I was going to be.
Because it was
a lot better football, offensive football. It was really good on the defense side too, but it was a lot better offensive football than I thought I'd seen.
The only thing is they've got to capitalize on those drives in these next several games, starting with Thursday. They've got, and they've got to me, and I wonder how the film looked on that, and maybe you can get to that. They've got to find the Nico Collins thing quicker than maybe they did, because it seemed like in the second half, that's when Nico Collins really came alive and not as much. I know they started early a bit with him, but not as much. And you could feel the impact of Nico Collins in between the two halves.
Well, I still think with this offense, Ron, which I don't think we're going to see it. I mean, hell, it's November 18. If we hadn't seen it yet, we're probably not going to see it schematically. But I still think, you know, the only screen that I recall seeing was the Jalen Knowles screen on 3rd and 14 or whatever that got 12, you know. So, and I think there was a running back screen in there too. A couple of shots at a running back. The old school, slow developing running back screen. One worked, one didn't. So I still think there's a way to incorporate Nico the way you did last week within the scheme, within the progression, but there's also a way to get him an additional two or three touches in the creative game. And so I think they've yet to find their sweet spot with Nico Collins. I think that's very evident on the film as well. I think it was for those that watched the first half and were just like, boy, that was a dud. You're right. You didn't score points, right? You needed to score more points. And there's no doubt about that. You can't watch enough film to overcome the fact that you didn't score points. But there was a ton of good across the board, not just with Kaylee and Mills. There was a ton of good on that film. Your offensive line was better than I thought. The way that they're getting Woody Marks involved. Woody Marks had 18 carries and a couple of catches, and Chubb had 3 carries. So, I mean, I love the way they're leaning.
They definitely showed who was the number one back.
Yeah, yeah. And with the exception of 14, with the exception of getting Jalen Knoll in there, you know, with the exception of that, it's hard to find a whole hell of a lot to complain about other than just the inability to punch it in there. But you had shots, man. You had shots to get it done, and you just didn't finish.
Maybe something about that matchup with the Titans. Even in this game, they didn't have Snead. They had some other guys out, but I think that was a similar thing you said about the Titans game in the first matchup, that they, because they only scored 6 points through three quarters in that matchup, and then they went off in the third and the fourth. But there were shots that you thought were missed, and that Nick Kaylee looked better in that first half than what they showed, and it seems like you feel the same way.
I do think it's a lot like the Tennessee game. It's a lot like the Baltimore game where, I mean, look, man, the Baltimore game was just, there's a reason why they put up 44 or whatever it was, but in the secondary, it was this is what we're going to play. We're going to show it to the quarterback, and the quarterback just picked them apart, right? There was a lot, it was clear that Davis Mills, I mean, he was right at about a 93% clip in terms of ball snapped, he's going to the right person. Now, he may have missed him or may have hit him, may have not, but I mean, it's clearly they have a bead on what the hell the Tennessee Titans are doing defensively as a system offensively. So that will change against Buffalo, and hopefully they can have some similar results. We'll see.
All right, as we continue, a lot to get to. We'll hear from D'Amico Ryans. You'll hear from Davis Mills. Potentially, we will have a Texans linebacker, Henry Toa, will join us live at some point in the show. A lot to get to. And by the way, just found out, it is a Texans Ticket Tuesday.
Oh, my.
We do have a pair of tickets to hook somebody up with in the 5 o'clock hour, so stay tuned for that. A big day as we turn the page quickly as we get ready for the Bills coming up on Thursday, right?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Right here live on The Drive.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back into The Drive right here on Sports Radio 610. Let's head to the phone lines. A busy, busy day, and let's kick this thing off by talking to Texans linebacker Henry Toa. Toa, a part of the number one defense in the league. Sometimes it just happens to be numbers, but I think universally everyone looks at your defense as the number one defense in the league. And you have a real challenge ahead of you. Before we really dive into the game, I'm just curious from you, how, as much as you guys are a creature of habit, how is this short week for you all coming off of Sunday's game, and then you'll play Thursday against a pretty good opponent?
Yeah, I mean, man, thanks for having me on here. But being able to just come in and then, like, automatically dive into these guys, like, they're a hell of a team. So being able to go up against them and their offense is going to be a huge challenge for us. So we're excited, man. And like, the kind of ball we're going to play is all predicated on how we prepare and how we execute as a team. So definitely a huge challenge for us. We're excited about it. And these guys are a hell of a team, man. We're excited.
Hey, Henry, talk to us a little bit. I know one of the more fascinating follows, I think, about you, other than how well you're playing on the field, was kind of a couple of years back. I remember having you on, and you were talking to us about changing your body in the offseason, and it was blatantly obvious coming back, playing at a different level. I find that health and that I don't know if health is the right word, but the way that you work to stay in a certain kind of shape to play fast, man. How's all that going for you? How do you feel like you're playing right now, and how do you feel?
Yeah, I mean, body-wise, I feel really good. Like, we have a great staff here that helps us and nutritionally and in the strength room. Like, they do a really good job here and make sure that we're on top of our body. So this is probably the best I've felt in the past 3 years of my whole career. So, but as far as, like, me playing, like, obviously there's areas for me to improve. And, you know, we have a lot more games for me to improve on that. But I'm just happy we're doing well as a team and as a defense. So I think the more these games go on, the better I'm a play. Obviously, I haven't been playing my best. So I feel really good. I'm just happy we're doing well as a team and as a unit. And we're gonna keep doing that.
I'm interested in that. You piqued my interest there. What do you feel like you need to be better at?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, always got to tackle as a linebacker. I feel like I can obviously make a lot more tackles and come under control a lot better. But I think that's my biggest thing, is just to be able to finish those kind of plays. But I mean, besides that, I don't feel my game is pretty good overall, and I got a good group of guys to lean on in our linebacker room with Aziz and EJ and Christian and Jake. You know, we have a whole bunch of guys that we lean on each other to be able to feed off of each other.
All right, that's Henry Toatora is joining us right here on Sports Radio 610 The Drive. Henry, listen, you don't have to say it. I'll say it. You guys went up against one of the worst offenses in the league, and now you're going to have to go up against one of the best, the second-rated offense in the league in the Bills. So it's a different challenge, and I know you guys are really hard on yourselves, giving up 13 points. I mean, any defense would take that, but what are you looking at that you guys need to do different in the game against the Titans and understanding the challenge in the Bills? What are you guys looking at that has to change from what you guys did last week compared to this week coming up?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we look back at it. We didn't watch it too much. And a lot of the mistakes that we made, and obviously giving up 13 points is really good as a defense, but we want to be one of the great defenses and not allow them to score, you know. A lot of the things that we look at is just, you know, self-inflicted things that we control as a defense. So owning our leverage, making tackles, and then just all being on the same page. So I think that's kind of the biggest message is if we play our ball and our brand of football and we're all on the same page, all 11 guys doing the same thing, all 11 guys communicating and flying to the ball, we play really well defense. So I think that's like the biggest message and the biggest harp on this week is just everybody doing their job, everybody focusing on their assignment, on their piece of their 111, and we'll be good.
Henry, take us into, and this may be a similar question to that, but take us into your mind as a linebacker playing a Josh Allen type of quarterback. Obviously, we watch you play downhill, which, by the way, you're critical of yourself, but watching you play, man, it's a hell of a watch, man. Everybody appreciates how hard you play and the way you play and the way you represent that bull on your helmet. I mean, it's impressive. But being being the linebacker, and now you got to go against a guy like Josh, and outside of the scheme and in real layman's terms so listeners can understand, just as a Henry Toatoa, that's the quarterback you got. We all know the style of play. What is in your mind? What do you think in a sense of the challenge?
Man, I put pressure on this guy. We got to get to this guy as quick as we can. And especially facing him, it's about being on the same page, but then obviously like kind of trying to get him rattled. You know, he's a savvy vet and a really good guy that can move around, get out the pocket, but we want to be able to make him feel our presence. So, trying to get him and get in his face and get our hand on the ball a couple times will be ideal. But man, when you face somebody like Josh Allen, he can make any throw in the book. He can scramble and make plays with his legs. And then he gets the ball to his playmakers, which is really, really great about him. So those are the kind of challenges where we look at as a linebacker on, you know, flying to the ball, trying to make impact plays around him so that he feels our presence as a whole.
Well, Henry, to that, man, you know, talking about Josh, I mean, last week, and I'm sure you guys have talked about it, this dude went high school or college and scored 6 touchdowns himself in an NFL game and threw – for over 300 yards. But when he faced y'all last year, that may have been his worst performance of his career, 9 for 30 for a 131, and didn't really run the ball the way he does. What would you say was the big reason that you guys had such success against him in that offense last year?
Yeah, I mean, just team defense. Like, that's what, you know, when you watch NFL games, that's kind of what it all comes down to is everybody on the same page? Is everybody flying around making, you know, the plays that we're supposed to make at the ball? So that's kind of was our secret recipe last year. We all just stuck together and played together. If it was ugly, or, you know, there was a good play for us. So I think that's just the same message that we have this year. Is just everybody be on the same page, everybody communicate really well, and then just fly around and play Texas football.
Hey, again, back to the linebacker play, would you rather face a guy like Josh Allen that can do all the job that we've talked about, or a guy like Christian McCaffrey who plays 99% of the snaps and could line up anywhere at any point in time?
That's a good one. I ain't gonna lie. They're both hard to play. I like the running back challenge. I ain't gonna lie. I'm a linebacker running back kind of guy, so I like the being able to get my hands on with a running back.
All right, Henry, man, we appreciate you joining us. I know you guys, time is short with this short week, but we are very appreciative of you taking the time out. Good luck, and we'll be there watching for you, see if you guys can take down
Buffalo.
All right, that is Henry Toa. Toa, linebacker for the Texans, always good with us, with Henry. Henry talked to some of his teammates.
About what?
I'm like, hey, man, right there, man. This right now, this is how you do an interview right here.
Oh yeah, a little media 101.
Yeah, Henry's really, really good.
Agree. A little toa Tuesday be nice.
Ran out of time. I was going to ask him. I wonder what's the dish he passes up on Thanksgiving? Like, what's the dish that, you know, you go through a line where everybody talks about, what's your favorite? Now I want to know what's the one that you walk past. What's the one that you like? Nah, man, I can't do that. Like, yeah, man, I don't go after everybody's macaroni and cheese.
I imagine there's several of them he's got to pass nowadays.
Nah, I wonder which one he passes up. But no, man, good to talk to him. Let's take a break, because we're gonna hear from D'Amico Ryans as he spoke to the media ahead of this game against the Buffalo Bills. He gives us news, obviously, on C.J. Stroud and other injuries, but we'll hear from the head coach.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coach coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, appreciate Henry Toa Toa again joining us as they get ready to take on the Buffalo Bills. Let's head out to NRG and hear from the head coach. Here's D'Amico Ryan.
To start, just with injury update, CJ and Jalen will be out. Both guys are progressing. They're doing better, but right now with the short turnaround, game on Thursday, just don't have enough days for those guys to be available. All right, I'm done.
Can you talk about how good it is just to see them advanced enough to be out there?
Say that one more time.
How good it feels just to have them out there at
least. Yeah, it's really encouraging just to see both guys out, being able to practice and go through those things. So it is encouraging to see that they are making those steps to get themselves back healthy.
What does James Cook do so well at the running back spot for Buffalo?
Yeah, James does a really good job, I think, of really when they're running the outside zone, he presses his blocks really well. So when he cuts it back with speed, just has a really good feel for the zone scheme that they run. And he has a really good feel for just finding that open area. They do a good job of running off the ball from the offensive line, and he hits it fast and aggressive, and he's a tough tackle. So it's going to take, you know, how we play anyway, it's going to take everybody getting to the ball, swarming the football, just multiple hats, trying to surround him as best we can to get him down.
What are some of the things that they do on defense that may give you all trouble on offense?
With their defense, they play fast. Like they're going to have a lot of change-ups, a lot of different calls. They do a good job of mixing things very well, making it look the same. So they do a good job of disguising their calls. But those guys, they play fast. Good guys on the edges with Bosa, Russo, and then inside, their nickel, backers. They're smaller guys, but they play fast. They play physical. They attack the football really well as a defense. They've done a really nice job of forcing fumbles. But we have to do a really even better job of protecting the ball, whoever touches it.
I know y'all want to run the ball well every game, but how important to this matchup specifically will running the football and being able to do that consistently, will that be to y'all winning the game?
Yeah, running the ball, for me, it's always a key. No matter who you're playing, who's your opponent, you got to run it well. That's just, you know, when you can dictate and control the line of scrimmage, it just opens up your playbook a lot more. So the run game is vital. Of course, it's going to take all 11 guys blocking really well, being detailed in what we're doing, and our backs just finishing.
What are the challenges of deciding when to and not use a spy as a defensive coordinator? And when someone is spying on the quarterback, how hard is that for the player itself? Because a lot of times we talk about it, we're like, we should put a spy on him, and it's like it stops Josh Allen from running. What are the challenges of that?
Yeah, each scheme has their own their own philosophy of how they use a spy. And I know it's easy for everybody to just say, oh, spy the quarterback, but what are you doing? You're standing there watching him throw the ball, or what are you actually doing with that spy player? But, you know, I won't get into specifics of what we're doing, but, you know, some teams use it. It works well. Some teams use it. It doesn't. It's just what's your personnel? How do you attack, you know, their scheme, and what are you looking to accomplish by using a spy?
Coach, with so much being talked about as far as backups receiving reps with the first team, how much of that did you all get? How many reps did Davis take as far as OTAs, training camp, and things like that to be ready and be prepared for him to start week three?
Yeah, really, during our spring practices, I mean, Davis took the bulk of the reps. You know, CJ was out, you know, with a shoulder injury during the OTA. So Davis had a bulk of our reps in the spring. You know, he's got a ton of reps in training camp, and he's banked reps now over the past, you know, three games. So he's done a good job with what we're asking him to do, and, you know, just expecting him to keep going out and keep getting better. And that's what just has him to just operate the offense efficiently, do what he's capable of doing, and it's worked for us. So we just got to ask him, just like every other player, man, he just – do your best. That's all we ask for every guy. Do your best, and everybody doing their best will put us in position to win the game.
When it comes to Jaden Higgins and his progression, was this last game perhaps a step for him? Did you see some strides? And what do you think?
Yeah, Jaden's been playing well. It's just a matter of if we get the football to him and everybody can see it. But when we target him, it's, you know, high percentage chance he's coming down with the football and making plays for us.
In particular, to piggyback off of your answer about Davis, what in particular has impressed you most about what he's been able to do to keep you all in positions to win games? And ultimately,
yeah, Davis is just doing his job. I know it gets heightened with the quarterback position, but it's no different than any other position, right? You got to go out, you got to execute the fundamentals, the details of your job the right way, and that's what he's done. That's all we're asking him to do.
Talking to a lot of the defensive guys yesterday, and the theme of all of them was like they have a sacrificial value for each other. Their willingness to sacrifice and die on the field, as Henry said, for their teammates. When do you install that? How do you like get that, you know, that mentality in your defense, and how important is it?
You get that mentality by guys just building that bond, that chemistry through, you know, the summer workouts, the spring practices, training camp, those guys just growing that close bond together, right? And it's all about relationships and what we do here. It's hard. We know we have a tough job. And those guys, nobody knows what those guys really go through except them, right? And that's that special bond that they have that allows them to, you know, play for each other, play fast, play physical, lay it on the line for each other each week. That's truly just all about them. It has nothing to do with me.
Game by game, view every game as a big game. There's some important implications with this game. How do you kind of get your team to just focus on the moment and not think about the potential scenarios that come along with what they win or lose the game of this magnitude?
Yeah, I don't know the scenarios. I never talk about a scenario. It's football, and that doesn't change to me no matter what. The stand, all that stuff, it doesn't matter, honestly. Like when the ball is snapped, nobody's thinking about, oh, we're going to play harder because of a standing. Like if you're playing here in Houston, I expect you to play hard no matter when we're playing, whether it's preseason one or it's the playoff. Like it should look exactly the same when you turn our tape on. It doesn't matter who we're playing, where we're playing, when we're playing. It should always look the same.
Brian was involved in a lot of plays early. It looked like maybe Tennessee was kind of picking on a little bit, then he settled down. What'd you make of his performance? And a guy like Miles, who was a backup and now you guys start, how much easier is it after he kind of gets into a starter's rhythm?
Yeah, Miles has done a great job for us. Miles is one of our most dependable guys. Like a guy you can call up, whether he's practice squad, you call him up, any position. We really ask Miles to do. Like he can go out there and function and do it at a high level. You know, credit to Miles just for how he's wired, how he studies. Like he's does a great job of communicating, helping other guys on the field. Like he's that coach out there for us. Like he's just such a smart player, knows where to be, and he made some plays for us in that game to help us. So, you know, expect to see him back out there again, getting even better this week.
The Bills are one of the better teams in the NFL in terms of passing yards allowed. What are some of the things that makes it difficult to drive the ball down the field against them through the air?
I mean, look, this defense is – these guys have played together for a while. They know their scheme. They execute it very well. Right? They have really good coaches. They have good players. They are all tied in together. You don't see, you know, a ton of mistakes on these guys' tape. They're gonna be tight in covers. They're going to play as well. So we just – you got to go earn it versus these guys, right? And we got to do our job just collectively as a team, just playing this game the right way, playing complementary football, everybody – playing together, special teams, making impact plays for us, offense, sustaining drives, and defense, getting the critical stops when we need to.
Obviously, you guys are one of the best teams in the league in terms of you guys match coverage and things of that nature. It can come sometimes look like, man, once the routes kind of get developed, obviously Josh likes to run around and hold the ball to the mound. What's kind of like that balance of at times wanting to keep eyes on Josh, but also still want to execute you guys' approach and things of that nature, which is kind of that overall balance of just trying to keep the defense in the best situation regarding a quarterback like that.
Yeah, we understand Josh is one of the most dynamic quarterbacks when it comes to, like, buying time and being able to escape the rush. Like, he's big, physical guy. He can ward off defenders, like, and he can throw the ball as far as he needs to throw it. Like, such an awesome, awesome arm talent, smart player, knows how to buy time. And it's not just him buying time. I think schematically they've done a good job of their receivers being tied into, all right, when he scrambles, right, where they're going. So it's not just backyard ball, right? It's very coordinated in what they do and where they are. So defensively for our guys, just, and you have to keep rushing. You have to keep covering however long it takes. You got to keep going, right? We know it's going to be extended plays. It's going to take time. He's going to buy time no matter what you do. You just have to be able to close it out by the D-line. If not, then if he puts the ball up, we expect our secondary guys to close it out and go up and make a play.
Last one. Coach, right after the game finished on Sunday, you talked to the players about getting ready because of the short week. Can you talk about how much extra hours for everybody here in the building takes to prepare in such a short amount of time?
With it being a short week playing on a Thursday, it takes a lot of commitment from, you know, our coaches, players, our support staff. Like it's – so I talked about after our game, like we have to hit the recovery process going, man, as quickly as possible to get guys' bodies ready to go. And these guys are in the building. Like we have to cram our entire game plan in a couple of days. And so it takes some extra studying. It takes some extra work for coaches, longer hours being here, players, longer hours being out. You know, not just physically, they're tired. They're not, their bodies haven't fully recovered, but we got to go out and we have to work, right? We don't pick when the games are, but we know we're exhausting all our resources, doing everything that we could possibly do to be prepared and ready to go on Thursday.
All right, that's the head coach, DeMeco Ryans. As he said right off the top, if you missed it, C.J. Stroud and Jalen Petrie are going to be out for their third straight game. Not enough time to get them going for a concussion. So with that concussion, they'll be out again on Thursday. But let's react to a little bit of about what DeMeco had to say there, because I thought there was some good stuff when it comes to the importance of the run game for both teams. And then we'll look at maybe some things that CJ, if he is able to come back against the Colts, may need to look at from watching what Davis Mills has done. We'll discuss all that next.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.